अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रियम् नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य रतिसे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 22 एंड टेक्स्ट वर्स वी विल रीडिंग टुडे 43 and 43. The repetition which we do usually. Please repeat up. Nitya dahyanga bhutani. भवन्ति न भवन्ति च कालेन लक्ष्यवेगेन सूक्ष्मता न दृश्यते नित्यदा ह्यङ्गभूतानि भवन्ति न भवन्ति च कालेन लक्ष्यवेगेन सूक्ष्मत्वात् न दृश्यते सूक्ष्मत्वात् न दृश्यते Nityadahyang bhutani Bhavanti na bhavanti cha Kalena lakshvegena Sukshmatvattat na drishyate Nityada, constantly, he, indeed, Anga, my dear Uddhava, Bhutani, created bodies, Bhavanti, come into being, Na Bhavanti, go out of being, Cha, and, Kalena by time, alakshya imperishable, vegena whose speed, sukshantva because of being very subtle, tat that na drishyate is not seen. Translation. My dear Uddhava, material bodies are constantly undergoing creation and destruction by the force of time, whose swiftness is imperceptible, but because of the subtle nature of time, no one sees this. And next verse, there is no purpose, next verse I read. Yathar chisam श्रोतसाम च फलानाम वा वनस्पते तथैव सर्वभूतानाम वयो अवस्थादयः कृता. Translation and purport. The different stages of transformation of all material body occurs just like those of flame of a candle. The current of river are the fruits of the tree. Fruits of a tree. Purport. The wavering flame of a candle sometimes waxes brightly and again becomes weak. Finally it vanishes altogether. The waves of flowing rivers rise and fall, creating innumerable shapes and patterns. The fruit of a tree gradually take birth, grow, ripen, sweeten, and eventually rot and die. Similarly, one can easily understand that one's own body is undergoing constant transformation and that the body is certainly subject to old age, disease, and death. At different times of life, the body exhibits degrees of sexual potency physical strength, desire, wisdom, and so on. As the body grows old, physical strength diminishes, but one's knowledge may increase even as body undergoes such transformation. Material birth and death occurs within the realm of segmented time. The birth, creation of the birth, creation or production of material objects immediately connects it with a segmented sequence of subtle time within the material world. Thus, its destruction or death is inevitable. The irresistible force of time moves so subtly that only the most intelligent can perceive it. Just as the candle flame gradually diminishes, as the flowing currents move within the river, or as fruits gradually ripen on the tree, the material body is steadily moving towards inevitable death. The temporary body should therefore never be confused with the eternal, unchanging spiritual soul. So this is instruction, Krishna giving instruction to Uddhava. You know, towards the end, Lord was about to conclude the pastime in Prabhas Kshetra Dwarka. At that time, Uddhava approached Krishna, and first of all, Uddhava requested Krishna, please Krishna, you also take with me. I want to go with you on the spiritual planet. Without you, in your separation, it is not possible for me to survive on the earthly planet. And then Krishna told me, no, Uddhava, you need to stay here. Because since I am going to a spiritual planet, someone should be here on earthly planet to preach Bhagavat Dharma, pure devotional service. So please you remain here and impart spiritual knowledge to the people in general. For that reason, of course, Uddhava remain here. And we understand that on earthly planet there are two separate places where still Uddhava is residing. One place in Badrika Ashram of Lord was given. Lord Krishna has given him instruction immediately to go to Badrika Ashram. So in one form, one answer, Uddhava residing Badrinath in Himalaya. And in one answer, with one answer part, he resides in Vrindavan on the bank of Kusum Sarovar. So while Lord was instructing Uddhava, Uddhava was alone, but same time Lord has already started his instruction, giving Upadesha to Uddhava. That time Maitreya Rishi came all of a sudden. Now there are two persons were listening spiritual instruction from Krishna, Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi. Only three. Krishna was speaking, Maitreya Rishi and Uddhava was listening. So this subject matter considered to be most confidential and to some extent since it is very difficult to understand as well. But in the beginning of this chapter, of whole instruction, this is very confidential, very difficult to understand. That is in for all instruction, the many, many chapters, but about this chapter in the beginning, Krishna says, because anadi vidya yuktasya purushasya atma vedanam, because living entity remaining in this avidya, ignorance, since time immemorial, सो स्वतः न संभवात, सो देर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ वन पर्सन ऑन हिज ओन ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज. इफ रियली ही इज इंटरेस्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड अफकोर्स दिस पार्ट ऑफ भागवतम, देन कृष्ण से तत्वज्ञ ज्ञानदः अन्य भवेत. देन वन मस्ट, अफकोर्स इन्फॉर्मेशन वी कैन गेट थ्रू द बुक बाई रीडिंग, बट इन ऑर्डर टू रियलाइज दिस ट्रांसडेंटल नॉलेज कृष्ण से तत्वज्ञ ज्ञानदः अन्य भवेत. वी मस्ट एक्सेप्ट ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर अदर देन अस. वी शुड एक्सेप्ट एंड दैट स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुड बी तत्वज्ञ. ही मस्ट नो ट्रूथ इन डिटेल, तत्वज्ञ, एंड सेम टाइम ही शुड बी enthusiastic to impart knowledge on Krishna. If he is reluctant, he should be, spiritual master should be very much enthusiastic to impart this knowledge to this disciple. Otherwise, simply by reading, if he had not any personal guidance from a spiritual master, then it will be really tough, difficult to understand this knowledge. So for this, then he has asked the question, Uddhava asked question about process of changing the body, how material living, conditioned living in Kriti changes his body, how he accepts new body and how he gives up old body. Uccha अवचान यथा देहान गृहन्ति विसर्जन्ति च. हाउ ए लिविंग एंटिटी, कंडीशन लिविंग एंटिटी एक्सेप्ट ए मटेरियल बॉडी एंड हाउ ही गिव्स अप, रिजेक्ट दिस मटेरियल बॉडी. दिस प्रोसेस कृष्णा नाउ गिविंग आंसर, हाउ ए लिविंग एंटिटी एक्सेप्ट द बॉडी एंड हाउ ही गिव्स अप द, how a living entity takes birth and how it dies. The whole process is described in one of these verse. Krishna says there's a total forgetfulness of previous body is called death. Completely, we total forget fullness. We forget everything about our previous life, previous body. That is death, and total identification with present body, that is called birth. Birth means totally, completely, we identify ourselves with the present body. So, Uddhava asking question part that how it happens, and Krishna starts giving answer. Previously he had done nityada hyang bhutani bhavanti na bhavanti cha kalena alaksha vegena sukshma sukshmatvat tat na drishyate. Every single moment a living entity is nityada hyang bhutani bhavanti, creation and destruction constantly, instantly, every moment taking place. Every moment there is change in our body. That how it is kalena alaksh vegena, a living entity because he has created some fruitive activity, the result of, due to result of fruitive activity, that are karma, we are forced to accept a body, and sometimes we are forced to give up the body also. Kalena alaksh vegena, first sister, it happened by kal. And alakshvegena, it is not seen. We can't see the, because it is very sukshma, subtle. Movement of kal, movement of time, is very sukshma, very subtle, and same time is very swift. So due to the subtle nature and its swiftness, a living entity doesn't perceive, doesn't see. And 40 verse talks about yathar chitam srotasam cha phalanam cha vanaspate. Yathar archisam. When we see flame of a lamp, every single moment a rays is created and it survives for a fraction of moment and again it will finish. But when we see that lamp is existing, but every moment it is created for a very fraction of moment exists and immediately goes away. And srotasam cha srotasam, when we sit on the bank of a flowing river, every moment the new water is coming and old water is gone. But we sit there and we see that same water is there. Even next day also we see, it appears the same water is existing there, flowing. But actually every month the new water we have seen, it is gone. It is not there. But new water has taken place. It came there. So, same time, same way, what happened? Our material existence, material body especially, everything changing. Yathar chichan archisan, the flame of a lamp, and srotasam cha, and the flowing current of a river, and also phalanam cha vanaspate, and also fruit. It, always there change in the fruit. When we see them on the tree, that change, fruit, and every moment it is changing. Tathaiva sarbhuta nam vayo asthadayat. Similarly, in conditioned state, life, our situation is always changing. In one place, our in this chapter, in the same chapter, Krishna talks about actually living entity is transcendental. There is no question of being entangled in this material existence. Completely transcendental, divya. So, in truth, there is no question of entanglement for a living entity, spiritual living entity in this material world. In Srimad Bhagavatam is described that arthe abhidyamanepi sanskriti na nivarta. There is no question of any distress, any misery for a spiritual living entity. By nature, a living entity is Satchitananda. By nature, it is blissful, Satchitananda. So there is no question of a living entity being in miserable condition, no question of condition. It could not mix with material existence. Arthe hyav vidyamanepi. Artha, the conditional state of a living entity, they doesn't exist at all. Arthe hyav vidyamanepi sanskriti na nivartate. Though there is no question of distress, no question of bondage for this spiritual soul, but still distress is not seen. Distress doesn't exist, but same time there is no question of cessation of our distress. Dhyayato visyanasya swapne anartha gamujatha. How it happened? Dhyayata, Since we are completely absorbed in sense gratification, so it appears that living in Titi in the bondage, in this material condition. An example Krishna gives, of Kapil Dev also talks, Swapne Anarth Agamo Yatha. So what happened in the dream? When we are lying on the bed in the room, we, in the dreaming condition, when we are dreaming, when we see the at that time, we completely, absolutely, totally forgot our own body. And mind creates a certain situation, certain body, and then we suffering is there. Like in dream, though we are lying in the bed, on the bed, in the room, sometimes we dream that I am walking in the forest and same time I am being chased by a tiger. So that time the distress is there, suffering is there. So we suffer. We very much suffer. The whole thing, how mind has created our separate body, mind has created a tiger and certain situation we are running away and tiger is chased. So suffering is there. But actually why this happened? This is due to ignorance. We have completely forgotten our previous position, previous body, which is there in the bed. In the room there is no tiger, no question of entering tiger in your room, but still suffering is there. So actually there is no tiger, similarly there is no question of suffering for this spiritual soul. Satchit, it is by nature it is blessed, blissful. But as long, like in Swapna, as long as we are in the dreaming, dreaming, seeing the dream, there is no question of cessation, destruction of distress. So how your distress, suffering is going? Simply we need someone who can wake up. And also there Krishna talks about, as we talk in beginning, it is not possible for a living entity, conditioned living, to come out from the ignorance. Some personal guidance should be there by spiritual master, and the spiritual master qualification here talks about, he should be tattvaka, he should know the truth in detail, all details he should know, he must be realized, and same time, he should be enthusiastic to impart this transcendental knowledge to a disciple living entity. So, arthe hi abhidyamanepi. Actually, we are not bound. We are not chased by tiger. But it feel there, but suffering is there. So how this suffering will go? Kapil Dev and Lord Krishna also talks about how, and before that we are talking about how the suffering is made. And this happened due to Kal or the Maya, and one place Lord Kapil Dev talks about everything happening, this whole material world, material or spiritual cosmic manifestation is owned by Krishna and same time it is controlled by Krishna. So everything happening under his control. In one place in Srimad Bhagavatam, yad mad bhayat vati vatoyam. Out of fear of Krishna, the wind is blowing. Surjas tapati mad bhaya. And Surja tapati giving sign, distributing heat and light, it is due to fear of Krishna. Mad bhayat vati vatoyam. Surjas tapati madhyat. Surya. Surya is distributing heat and light. It is out of fear of me, my fear, Krishna says, out of fear. Varsati Indra, and Indra, the demigod, he sends forth rain out of fear of Krishna. Dahati Agni, and Agni, fire, it is burning due to the fear of Krishna. Mrityuscharati Madhvayat. Mrityu, death, also moving from one place to another place, are moving in different direction out of fear of me. So, ultimate cause, root cause of our suffering is, of course, in the beginning, our karma. But according to karma, Krishna puts us in certain situation where we can suffer or enjoy. So suffering is there, though in reality there is no existence of suffering. Our material existential condition doesn't exist at all. But same times we are suffering. Suffering is there. How we can come out from this suffering? So Lord Kapil Deva, here also towards the end of this chapter, Krishna says, Eta neva lokesmin punsa nisrish yudaya tivrena bhakti yogena mano mayat tasra. Krishna talks, or Lord Deva, if really we want to get freedom from suffering, then we should do tivrena bhakti yoginam. Tivra bhakti yog. Tivrena bhakti yoginam. Tivrena very serious devotional service. Tivrena bhakti yoginam. Mano mayar kitam sira. First, right, by the practice of tivra bhakti, intensive devotional service. And same time, Lord Kapil Dev described detachment, tivrena bhakti yogena and viraktya. By detachment from this material existence, you should develop detachment, and same time, if you are engaged, tivrena bhakti yogena, extensive our serious devotional service, then our mind would be subdued. And once our mind will be completely subdued, we can remember Krishna, we can realize our constitutional position, and same time we can realize the relation between Krishna and us, and same time our duty, our kartavya towards the Krishna. At that time we will engage in spontaneous devotional service, and then our suffering will go away. So towards the end, tivrena bhakti yogena, tivra bhakti, intensive devotional service, we engage, then our suffering would go. Otherwise, though there is no question of material suffering for us, still we are suffering. And we will remain in this suffering. For that reason, we must, of course, in beginning of this chapter, Krishna talks about accepting a spiritual master. First qualification, that really if we want to get out from this suffering, anadya vidya, the verse 10 talks about anadi vidya yuktasya purushasya atmavedanam. Atmavedanam, realizing the self, it is not to going by our own personal effort. It is not possible. We need some swata na sambhavat. It will not come automatically. When we are sleeping, we are dreaming, no question of coming out from the dream by our own. Svatah na sambhavat. automatically or by our own personal endeavor attempt, it is not going to happen. We are not potent enough to get out from the dream. For that, anyata, there should be another person, guru, and that person should be tattvajna. Tenth verse of same chapter, 22 chapter. Tattvajna, and also Lord here talks about guru, jnana. He should be ready, enthusiastic to impart this knowledge to you. If he withhold, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarsinam. When Krishna talks in fourth chapter about transcendental knowledge, try to understand that tadvidhi. Try to understand that spiritual knowledge. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Krishna talks about three important qualification of a disciple, inquisitive. Tadvidhi panipatena, first panipatena, his disciple must be humble. Panipat, pariprasnena, he should be very much inquisitive to understand this knowledge, and same time he should develop a serving attitude. By challenging attitude, we can't assimilate the transcendental knowledge. There Krishna, when talks about what is the qualification of a spiritual master, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena upadikshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. He is a jnani, he has realized the truth, rather he has seen the truth. So he will but here Krishna says like, no, that he will automatically, whether no. But here Krishna talks about he should be very much enthusiastic to impart this knowledge onto his disciple. Then we can come out from this material suffering. Otherwise, time is there, it is very soft, subtle, and very soft, swift. Swiftness is there, and same time this subtle nature is there of time. So everything happening here, Krishna gives the credit for a time. Due to time, time is running in such a way. Of course, this time, it also exists in spiritual realm. Spiritual time is that, but in a spiritual planet, there is no influence or effect of time. Though it is subtle shift, but its influence we can experience only in this material world. In a spiritual world, that realm is beyond the jurisdiction of time and place. Yesterday we were discussing like one, how that swiftness and subtle nature of time does not work in a spiritual planet. A very interesting pastime once took place when Lord Krishna was displaying his pastime in Vrindavan. So one time Durvasa Rishi came. He wanted to see that. He wanted to have that glimpse of the transcendental pastime of Lord Krishna who was displaying in Vrindavan. So one day, Durvasa Rishi entered in Vrindavan and he was fortunate to see in front of him Krishna was playing. Many boys were playing together, but Krishna and Sridhar, they were playing. And they were wrestling together, Krishna and Balaram. One point, defeat and win was, some was defeated and some become victorious. And they were quarreling. Balaram was claiming that I am victorious, I am win, I have win. And he, Krishna was, no. And this was happening right in front of Durvasa Rishi. So both Sridham and Krishna came. Okay, we could not decide. Let us ask Sadhuji, he should decide who is winner and who is loser. Both came. And Durvasa Rishi was saying, both sat in the lap of left side, one side Krishna and other side Balaram. And both they're touching, holding that he had long beard, asking, Baba, you decide. Out of whether me, Krishna was asking, whether I have won or Sridham. And then what Durvasa Rishi pointed, he was conversant that the Supreme Personality of God playing role of ordinary cowherd was playing. So he could not just speak anything. And they were required, please decide. And then Krishna said, no, this Baba is a very foolish person. He doesn't know. He could not judge whether who has won this, who has lose this game, wrestling. And that time Krishna was there. All of a sudden, by the movement of something, Durvasa Rishi entered in the mouth of Krishna was there sitting in his lap and was very much surprised. Baba was there, looks like he doesn't speak and silent, and same time he has no knowledge. And then Durvasa Rishi entered in his mouth. Went inside, and Durvasa Rishi could experience a full spiritual existence, spiritual planet, Vaikuntha planet, and he saw many pastimes of Krishna. And he got a celestial or spiritual airplane, and riding in the airplane, Durvasa Rishi, thousands of years moving here and there, Durvasa Rishi could not get the end of the spiritual planet. Transcendental bliss, he was submerged in the bliss inside of Krishna. And after thousands of years, after millions of years, again Durvasa Rishi by force came out. And when he came out, he saw the same position. Krishna was sitting in his right thigh, and Sridham was sitting on the left thigh. So in this happened in the fragrance. So, though thousands of millions of years, lakhs of years, Durvasa Rishi was within. But there, that doesn't hear in the Vrindavan, hardly that any change. So I say that spiritual planet, in the spiritual abode, that is completely free from jurisdiction of time and place. Though time is there, place is there. There's such a ability every living entity, a living entity can go in future. We are always in present. Kali is divided past, present and future. We are forced to remain only in future, present. We can't go in the past, and sometimes we can't go in the future also. But in a spiritual planet, once he's living in the completely free, he can go in past and he go in future and he can remain in the present. But here, Kalena, by the influence of time, it happens. Kalena, Lakshvegena. We are forced by time to accept the body, and again we are forced to give up this body. And it is so sukshma. Sukshma means subtle. Time has subtle nature and same time swiftness is there, very swift. That is the reason why, though in every moment change is taking place in the flame of a lamp, and change is taking the current of a river. In the river, water, the everyday change, but we can see it, we can experience it. We think that the same water is remaining, if the next day go, the same seat and same place, it appears the same water is there. But the old water has gone long and new water has taken place there. So towards the end, of course, this is information, and then Krishna says, how we can become free from this suffering. There is no factual, real existence of suffering. Suffering doesn't exist, but same time, eternally, we are suffering, and suffering doesn't cease as well. So how you can come out? Krishna talks towards the end of this instruction. Mr. Sir, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, by Tivra Bhakti Yoga, serious Bhakti Yoga, and also Viraktya, by detachment. We can develop detachment and engage our senses, our mind, and our consciousness in the service of Krishna. Only then we will become free from this material suffering. Otherwise, we will remain in this material world forever. Where, of course, Kapil Dev has also given this type of instruction when Prabhupada has written purport there in third chapter. Prabhupada says that we are completely totally absorbed in the material activity. So there, in that purport, very celebrated verse, text from Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada has quoted. And there he summarized that how we can mitigate our suffering. So there in purport, Srila Prabhupada starts quoting verse from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, last verse. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvloka maheswaram suhirdam sarvbhutanam gyatva shantim. If really we are interested to get peace, shanti, mitigation of suffering, or freedom from all distress, then we must know that we are not suffering. Sorry, we are not enjoyer. Krishna is actual enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. And he is sarvloka maheswara. Krishna is proprietor. Krishna is malik of all planet. And he is suhridam sarvbhutanam. Krishna is well-wisher of all, every single living entity. If we will know this fact, Krishna is enjoyer, Krishna is proprietor, and Krishna is well-wisher of all living entity, then Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvloka maheswaram suhridam sarvbhutanam gyatva mam shantim. A suhrid, well-wisher is there with us. Simply we need to direct our flow of consciousness towards the Krishna. Immediately we will be free from this material entanglement, material suffering. Otherwise, we will remain in this material existence due to our ignorance. So here I should stop if you have any question or comment.
Maharaj, you mentioned earlier in your class about the spiritual master leading the disciple and the importance of that, even above just reading the scriptures, is the personal teaching and instruction of the spiritual master. That's the Diksha Guru. My Diksha Guru is no longer personally present. Can you talk about the position of the Siksha Guru and how maybe he can lead a disciple?
Again, please repeat the question, I could not get it.
इन्हें बोलो इन्हें बोलो ये कह रहे हैं कि स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर गुरु की जरूर है, लेकिन हमारे जो शिक्षा जो दीक्षा गुरु है प्रभुपाद के शिष्य, तो प्रभुपाद तो यहाँ है नहीं, तो फिर शिक्षा गुरु का कोई महत्व आप बताइए। भाई शिक्षा गुरु
तो प्रभुपाद इज नॉट physically present, at it not visible. Prabhupada is there. Bhakti Srila Prabhupada many times Prabhupada talks about he was always feeling the presence of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. The spiritual master may not be physically present, may not be visible, but spiritual, we can feel the presence of the spiritual master always, and we can get instruction, inspiration from within. However, this does not minimize the importance of Siksha Guru as well. We should try our level best to assimilate knowledge, get inspiration from Siksha Guru as well. But if we are really serious, then as many times we must have heard Prabhupada talks about, Prabhupada never always felt the presence of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj while he was, though many, many years, apparently Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj disappeared, but many, many years Prabhupada talked about, he can feel the presence of his spiritual master, in the field of presence. Feeling the presence, same chance, inspiration. Spiritual master is there in within, as the Chaita Guru of Paramatma is there. Iswara Sar Bhutana Hirdesi Arjun Tishtati Brahman Bhutan Sarvasa Chaham Hridisan Vishnu Matta Smritiri Gyan Mukon. So, Krishna is there as Paramatma. If really we have complete faith in spiritual master and similar faith in Krishna, then the needed Vedic knowledge, it will be revealed automatically. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tashaiti kathita hyartha prakashante maha. So it is okay, we can take instruction, we should take instruction from the present, physical present, siksha guru. But if not, then we are really serious and gambhir, enthusiastic, serious and serving attitude, then Srila Prabhupada will reveal what to do and what not to do. Please welcome. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya te kathita hyartha prakashante mahatmana. That person is considered to be very mahatma, great personality, if he has unflinching faith in the words of spiritual master. So it is good enough to stick to Prabhupada, as this Prabhupada. Yeah. And he will reveal everything. However, it does not minimize the importance of Siksha Guru as well. If you are like, you can feel Prabhupada in your Prabhupada presence in Siksha Guru, and eventually we find that this is also one. So, I don't feel whether I am clear, but I want to say that if we have complete unflinching faith in the words of Prabhupada, then he will he will tell what we should do and what we should not do.
You were speaking about the end of suffering, you know, if we take up Krishna consciousness. And I think this is a philosophical point that quite a few devotees become confused about. It's kleshagni, but just as Prabhupada gave the example in his last days, you know, in this earthly lila, he said, don't think this won't happen to you, you know, and his body was falling apart. And it may be that, you know, the distresses are there, but we don't suffer from them. Just like in the, I'm just making a few points and I'd like to hear your understanding. In Lord Kapila's instructions to Devahuti, 325.23, you know, Mad Ashraya Kata Mishta Shrinvanti Katayanti Cha Tapanti Vividastapa Naitam Mad Gata Chetasaha. Engaged constantly in hearing, chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. So the distresses are there, but the devotees, they're absorbed and they understand this is my material body, I'm detached from it, I'm just trying my best to use it in Krishna's service. So it doesn't really suffer. It's not a difficult situation. Just like Prabhupada, you know, towards the end, Prabhupada's, the doctors that were attending him couldn't understand why Prabhupada wasn't screaming for morphine, because anybody else would have been asking for painkillers. The Prabhupada, no, my medicine is bhavosadakshotra manobiramat. You know, he's completely absorbed in the translations right up to the very end and in hearing and chanting. So those are my points.
When we experience the dream, so when we wake someone, then still we sometimes feel the feeling of fear. Though there's no question of once a light is on and somebody is sitting here. But still there is some, but that is not actual suffering. Suffering is arthe hi vyadyamanati sanskriti nan arthi. So, okay, this is a point really substantial that actually there is, of course, this supports this point that there is no actual suffering. Okay, Varunji.
Krishna Maharaj, in the translate or in the verse, there's the word used, Anga. Krishna says Anga. And in the transliteration, it says Anga as Uddhava. And it says Uddhava. So, but we, I was thinking that we're also part and parcel of Krishna, but we're removed. And so what I wanted to hear from you, if possible, that how close is, intimate is Uddhava to Krishna, that Krishna is calling him that you are my Anga.
In Vedic culture, this addressing someone very dear, Anga means limbs. So, if someone is really dear, so we, as good as my own limb, like this hand is very dear to me. So simply limb. So it is like tradition. If someone is really very dear, so he doesn't say you are dear. He was as dear as my own limbs for that anga. Anga means limbs. So for that reason, in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone is really, really dear to someone, he addresses anga. Anga means limbs. Oh, my own limb. So for that reason, many places is described in Vedic literature. If someone really, really dear, Anga, you are as dear as my own limb or my arm. This is simply the way to addressing. We say, dear most.
Maharaj, thank you for coming. Maharaj is leaving today from here. He usually lives in, stays in Vrindavan whole time. So he's going back. And thank you for coming, Maharaj, on behalf of the Nuramandreki community. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki.